Song of Solomon, chapter 7. How beautiful are your feet in sandals, prince's daughter. So this girl that he's in love with is the daughter of a prince. And it does seem that this is the woman who's spoken of in the historical records called called Pharaoh's daughter, whom Solomon married. So he's praising her that she is the daughter of Pharaoh. Your rounded thighs are like jewels, the work of the hands of a skillful workman. Your body is like a round goblet, no mixed wine is wanting. Your waist is like a heap of wheat set about with lilies. Your two breasts are like two fawns that are twins of a roe. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Well, again, he's praising the beauty of her body, all of which, as one gets older, fades. Handsome men and beautiful women are no longer looking as they were when they were young. And this is the nature of life, that we go through the seasons of our life, the spring, the summer, the autumn, and then the winter of death. This is how it is. And yet, he's only in love with her, really, on a surface level, with her body, rather than with her as a person. Your eyes are like the pools in Heshbon by the gate of Bathrabim. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon, which looks toward Damascus. Your head on you is like Carmel. The hair of your head is like purple. The king is held captive in its tresses. Well, he keeps trying to see her as if she is an Israelite girl, describing her in terms of different parts of the geography of Israel. He's trying to see in her what he wants to see in her, and he is falling in love with an image rather than with who she actually is. She is an Egyptian girl who does not believe in the God of Israel. That's who she was, but he likes to paint her as if she is a local Israelite girl, even though she's intensely aware that she is not, and the daughters of Jerusalem are very aware that she isn't. And he talks about how beautiful her eyes are. He keeps on saying that. And yet, in his own Proverbs, he had warned the young Israelite man not to be captivated by the eyes of a Gentile woman because she would lead him away from God. And that is what happened with Solomon. When he was old, his wives turned away his heart from Yahweh to the idols. And yet, he knows all that, but he does the very opposite. He says, the hair of your head is like purple. The king is held captive in its tresses. So he's admitting that he is captivated by her in the very way that he's warned in the Song of Solomon not to be. How beautiful and how pleasant you are, love, for delights. This, your stature, is like a palm tree, your breasts like its fruit. I said, I will climb up into the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. Let your breasts be like clusters of the vine, the smell of your breath like apples, your mouth like the best wine that goes down smoothly for my beloved, gliding through the lips of those who are asleep. So I think that this again means that they are sleeping with each other, even though they are not married. Well, this is not right. It really isn't. Believe me, I didn't sleep with my wife before we got married, and we have tried to do things as God wanted us to do it, and I can assure you that God's way is the best. And you see here in the Song of Solomon how just going for surface-level attraction and grabbing what you want when you want it is not the way. She says, I'm my beloved's, his desire is toward me. So she seems to think that, oh, because he slept with me, he therefore really loves me. Well, that doesn't necessarily follow at all. Come, my beloved, she said, let us go forth into the field. Let's lodge in the villages. Let's go early up to the vineyards. Let's see whether the vine has budded. Its blossom is open and the pomegranates are in flower. There I will give you my love. She's very forward, isn't she, trying to get him to sleep with her because she thinks that if he does that, then therefore he is committed to her and not to the daughters of Jerusalem. But it's so difficult being in Jerusalem because that's where the daughters of Jerusalem are. So she says, look, let's go out into the villages. Let's go out into the vineyards where nobody can see. Let's go forth into the field. Let's get out of here. Well, Solomon was king of Israel in Jerusalem, and his wife ought to have been one of the daughters of Jerusalem, who would support him and help him reigning as king on God's behalf on God's throne in Jerusalem. But she obviously can't stand Jerusalem. She wants to get out of it. And so it will be, really, with all those who want to truly serve God if they get involved with somebody who doesn't. The tensions right at the beginning are going to go on and get worse. They will not get better. Marriage itself does not solve them, does not resolve them. If the tensions are there between the service of God and the service of the flesh, between Israel, as it were, and Egypt, well, nothing changes. When you get married, the act of marriage doesn't change that. It only gets worse.